In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
It does feel like some of the issues with the Texans offensively were flying under the radar for a while because, A, they were winning games, and, B, they weren't on national TV very much. Other than the Bears game in week two, they were, you know, usual spot, you know, like the second or third slot on CBS. Then you get three straight primetime games, and then you lose to the Tennessee Titans at home, and now people are kind of sitting up and taking notice. And you look at the stats, too, and you go, wow, boy, C.J. Stroud, I thought he was supposed to be a top-five quarterback in his second season here, and he's, you know, 24th in passer rating or whatever it is. Chris Long is one of those people that have taken – Chris Long's probably noticed longer than others because he's really good at what he does. Greenlight Podcast, Inside the NFL, on his podcast yesterday said – C.J. Stroud is getting damaged right now.
He looked like the next Joe Montana, and I still think he's got, you know, that rare ability in him. I'm not putting him with Joe Montana, but you know what I'm saying. They have done everything in their power this year to stunt the kid's development. I mean, his eyes are on the rush, you know, and like you could say, hey, keep your eyes downfield. But after 12 games of it, it's a survival tactic. Yep. To know who's falling at your feet, to know who's not picking up a game.
Yeah.
Nico Collins has 2 touchdowns in a week called back on dumb penalties. Mm-hmm. You know, one of them yesterday is an illegal motion, Mixon and the receiver in motion at the same time, and like they knew it right away. Did you see it on CJ Stroud's face?
I'm always impressed by guys like Chris Long, and I think Ross is a lot like this too. It feels like they watched every single game that weekend down to the detail of like touchdowns getting called back. And
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah, Chris Long is really well versed on a lot of teams in the NFL. Yeah, he knows like the little nuances of each game. It's very impressive.
What'd you think of that? What'd you think of what he had to say there?
Yeah, I think that's where, and this is where it gets dicey, and I never know just, you know, how listeners are going to take this or not. Some are going to take it different ways. I don't want to make excuses for CJ Stroud. I don't think CJ himself wants to make excuses for himself, but it's just a fact of life that, yeah, when circumstances around you aren't ideal, at first, those circumstances can kind of be separate from other circumstances, but there comes a point where everything feeds into the other things.
Yes.
And people start, it's like when you're in a toxic relationship with somebody. You start operating differently. You start doing things that you wouldn't. If you're operating, if you've got to work with somebody or you've got a, you know, your love interest or whomever else is somebody that's just wrong.
Yep.
you start operating in a way that isn't you.
You're not the
best
version.
You start lying about
yes.
stuff that you wouldn't yeah. normally lie about because you know that this person's going to freak out about it or whatever. And likewise, I think in football, yeah, when you just can't trust that things are going to operate well, it start you start making decisions that aren't your typical decisions. Yeah. And I feel like somewhere along the way, CJ started either consciously or unconsciously making decisions that he wouldn't normally make because of the circumstances around him. And it's not an excuse, but it's an explanation, and it's something that as a quarterback individually, he's going to have to work through in his career. But right now, in the clear and present moment, a lot of it, you got to question how much is Bobby Slowick really providing for CJ Stroud? How much are these other players underperforming because of the way Bobby Slowick is operating the offense?
And Chris Long plays right into that and says the Texans have to discuss changing play callers during the bye week.
So they haven't played Jacksonville, then they have a bye.
And I know he's tight with the quarterback coach, right? I know there's other guys that are in the building and call plays, right? Like, did we look at that? It was Bill Lazor.
Yeah.
Is there. He's called some plays in the NFL before. But they have to have a conversation about the play calling because the play calling is not good. And I've seen teams work around worse offensive lines. There are some decent players, guys who have played good ball in the past on this offensive line. But they're not playing together. And they're not. And they're doing unsound shit. They're pulling Shaq Mason to pick up an edge guy who's screaming off the edge. He's tiptoeing. He doesn't know what he's doing. You know, you've given up a sack to Devondre Sweat. The guy hadn't had a sack since Jesus was a baby. And you're giving up a sack to that guy. He's 380 pounds. How do you give up a sack to a 400-pound guy late in a down?
That 400-pound guy choke slams you. That's how.
And I think that's the big point and the key that Chris made, that, you know, we've made a lot before. It's that there's plenty of good teams that are not chock full of all pro offensive linemen. You know, the old feeling is that, man, if you got five average offensive linemen who work really well together, you can go far with that offensive line.
Yep.
And there's lots of good offensive lines that have one glaring bad spot. So it's never an excuse that, oh, these guys aren't, you know, as good as they need to be. I do wonder ultimately whether Titus Howard and Laremy Tunsil are really wired to run this offense. Because, man, you got to care just as much about the run blocking as you do the pass protection.
Yep.
You can talk about how great their PFF pass protection grades are all you want.
Ugh.
If you're putting out PFF pass protection grades for those guys, but not also showing what the run blocking is, then you're intentionally misleading people because it's an issue. So across the board, the offensive line is underperforming. But a lot of it too is I told you yesterday, Sean, and it came up again. The biggest thing that frustrates me when I send my various clips out to offensive linemen and offensive line coaches to try to get a feel for things, so many guys that really know what they're talking about will say, well, Seth, on this play, I can't tell whether they're blocking inside zone or outside zone because the footwork is all over the place.
Yeah.
And what Chris was just talking about with having guards pulling to pick up edge rushers, that's not out of the realm of things that good teams do, except you got to have the personnel to do it. And they've got Shaq Mason doing all these things that you would much prefer a really athletic offensive guard to do. And Shaq Mason is not that guy anymore.
No.
And all of it boils back to, all right, Bobby's trying to figure out ways to mask how bad the interior offensive line is by taking one of the interior offensive linemen and putting him out on an edge rusher. He's out of answers. He's out of answers on how to make up for it. And even, yes, the pass protection has been better in a lot of regards, and it was better in some ways last week, but look at it and see how many times, oh, CJ's got time, but it's because they're using a 7-man protection.
Yes.
You know, it's like, all right, well, that makes
three
life harder on
routes.
CJ in a lot of ways. If the deep shot doesn't open downfield, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck, CJ.
Yep. We mentioned Chris Long and him watching all these games, Ross Tucker as well. You know who Chris Long happens to be a big fan of? Ross Tucker. That's who.
I hope Ross Tucker hears this so he can get his flowers. But we see you, bro. We hear you. If you watch ball and you pay attention to ball, there's going to be at least 10 to 15 times in a game, if Ross Tucker's doing the game as a color analyst, where you're like, yeah, I remember that last week. It's just like when the guy from the Titans, 44 Brown, lays off a receiver in the end zone, and he's like, yeah, last week that happened. He's gun-shy because he got called for unnecessary roughness the Vikings. Like,
said that right
he
away.
Just threads the needles. Like, before you can get the thought out, he knows it. And obviously played a long time, but we talk a lot about color analysts in this game. We talk about Tom Brady. We talk about Greg Olson. I put him up there with those guys. If Ross Tucker was a damn Hall of Fame quarterback, they'd be giving him $500 million to call games. He's that guy. I love Ross Tucker.
That is Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. May your game day be delicious.
Ross was, when we had Ross on, I said that I disagreed with him somewhat on how much he was blaming Will Levis and almost absolving the Titans offensive line during the broadcast. That was my only issue. So I followed up with him afterwards. I was like, hey, man, just so you know, we have been gushing about your color commentary in that game. I thought you were really good.
Yeah.
And he refused to accept the compliment.
He did.
So
he holds a grudge. You know what he is?
Look, we're going to play Chris Long performing a sex act on you later in the show, okay?
Don't worry.
So, yeah, I didn't use the same phrasing. But, yeah, Ross does that. Ross has a very good way of sounding like an actual human being and not getting too technical, but in explaining things well, and also knowing, you can tell he's watched film on both teams, that I think people enjoy him as a color commentator.
He's really good, man. Like, the fact that he can, like, go do a MAC college game on a Tuesday, and then he's doing sidelines on a Thursday for an NFL game, or he's in the booth on TV.
Yeah.
Just the going back and forth from radio to TV is not an easy thing to do.
I think the guys, who are the non-marquee players who you most admire as color commentators? Because I would put Charles Davis way up there. I like Charles. I like listening to Charles Davis. And Charles didn't play a long time in the NFL, I don't believe. But he's not a marquee player at all. He studies his butt off.
Yeah.
And he makes really intelligent commentary about it and everything. And I would much prefer Charles Davis to a lot of the more marquee big name guys out there. I think he does an excellent job.
Where's Adam Archuleta on the marquee spectrum?
I like him too. I like him. I think he's still getting his feet underneath him to the point where he's not as smooth as Charles Davis or anybody like that. But I feel with Archuleta's pointing out some of the stuff that sometimes you just simply can't see on the broadcast because they don't show the safety. They don't show the coverage downfield. So it's really hard if the color commentator isn't letting you know what's happening downfield. It's hard to know, and I think Archuleta and a lot of the defensive backs or defensive players do a better job of that than some of the former star players.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I really enjoyed, I listened to the fourth quarter on our station last night of the Monday night game with Harlan and Kurt Warner, and I think that's a really good radio duo right there. I really enjoyed listening to them. I think Kurt Warner's a Hall of Famer, so he doesn't fit the non-marquee, but I really enjoyed their call of the fourth quarter last night.
My favorite part of Kurt Warner now as a media professional is him on X trying to admonish people to be more civil on X. And I'm like, oh, boy, this guy's fighting the good fight that he's never going to win. But God bless you for trying.
I love that. My other favorite thing with Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner, very open about his religion throughout his career. Like, he is a God-fearing man, that he's the face they put on the warnings of how to gamble responsibly ads, the PSAs. Like, isn't your ethos to not gamble at all? Like, they put the guy who's like hyper religious on, like, hey man, just make sure
you play the game the way the game is being played.
Stay within your means.
You play the game the way the game is being played, and he's in the media game right now. So, like, when big employer wants you to talk about the gambling stuff,
irony comes with a price.
It's a conundrum. A lot of really genuinely faithful and religious guys also play a sport that you play on Sundays. You know, you're playing it on the Sabbath. There's certain, you got to kind of reason your way into certain things.
I'm not judging the man. I'm just like, of all the people they picked, not at all.
Not at all.
But I just, of all the people they selected to do that PSA, I found it interesting. You know, that's all.
I wonder if he's had conversations. I'm guessing he's had conversations about that.
Like, probably.
Hey, can we try to work this differently next year?
All right.
I'm weird. I just... like, I'll do gambling. Look, Vice, I will advertise Vice.
Yeah.
You know, and I do on social media. I do stuff for BetUS. I do stuff for Underdog. And yet, I don't feel comfortable. I've been offered doing Zin, and I don't feel comfortable with that, even though that's probably... there's way less documented issues with Zin than there are with gambling. Yeah. So I'm a fraud and a hypocrite in that regard.
All right. The Texans and Kroger hosting a Thanksgiving meal pickup for fans this holiday season. You can pick up a turkey and sides today, starting in about 20 minutes at 10 a.m. John Lopez, Reggie Atatula will be broadcasting live there. It's right outside the Texans, right next to the Texans radio pregame stage where Seth and I do Texans Countdown. Texans players and Figgy Fig will be distributing 1,000 meals at the Kroger gate while supplies last. Up next, we'll get to that Thanksgiving film that is, to me, 5 stars. And the latest on Jalen, well, not the latest on Jalen Petrie, the impact of Jalen Petrie and the injury. We'll get to that and hand things off to the guys at the top of the hour. Stay there.